And the next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Jonathan Sippas. The Badgers bring back 4 starters and 9 letter winners this season, led by honorable mention All-Big Ten choice Kayla McMorris. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could, give us some opening comments, and then we'll open the call for questions from the media.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you. Well, it's great to be in year 2 and not feel like I have 15 freshmen I'm coaching, with most everything being new to them and how we went about things on a daily basis. So that part, it's been great. It's been a different summer. I think it started really after we played our best basketball at the end of last year, to go into the postseason, workout-wise. Take that into the summer where we were not this year preparing to take a trip overseas, and really kind of got back to the fundamentals of basketball in a lot of ways to be able to work with the kids. And I think that part is shown in this preseason as they've been able to pick up things quicker. And I think as much as last year that everybody is trying to figure out the accountability and what our expectations are, we've been able to have our players hold each other more accountable just because they understand what we're looking for day in and day out.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up to questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Casey Campbell, NBC.
Hey, Jonathan, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I wanted to ask you about Kayla McMorris for a second. I know she's a senior this year. What has she meant to you as a coach in the first couple of years at Wisconsin? How has she helped you?
Well, I think she's been great at seeing it's a new chapter for her. And I think that part started right away when I got here at the end of March, beginning of April of 2016, of being able to put the past behind her and really wanting to take on more. I think the best part of the up and down, and obviously we were looking for more consistency last year, is she's taken a great role. She's never going to be the most vocal kid, but she's going to always lead by example, especially when people aren't watching. She gets in probably and gets as many shots up as anybody I've ever been around on her own, with a teammate, all hours of the day. And I think the most part, proud moment I've had is this spring and summer, she's taken to another level of try to just be a leader in everything we do strength and conditioning wise, and really try to bring her teammates up to that new level. And I think part of that is understanding what's expected of her. I think there's also a part that you hope as a senior that switch goes on, that you have a great sense of urgency. This is the last time she's going to go through all this, and really building to go out with the best possible way.
If I could follow up for a minute, Coach, I wanted to talk about Kara Crowley as a freshman for a second. What have you seen from her this year?
Yeah, I mean, we added this summer, we had the opportunity to add 2 walk-ons, and Kara Crowley and Lizzie Miller, and both are from championship level programs in high school. And that's a big part as we look through everybody that in the recruiting process that we're bringing into our basketball family is we want people that know that what it is every single day to build towards success. And I think that's something, Kara went through changing high schools going into her senior year, played obviously at Beaver Dam for an undefeated state championship team. I think that part is any freshman coming in is understanding how much faster, how much, stronger the game is, and being able to keep at that, being able to compete at that level. Kara's actually had to fill in inside a little bit more for us just with the injury to Milena Johnson and the graduation of Aviana Young, and has done a really good job of doing whatever we ask and trying to make her teammates better every single day.
All right, Jonathan, good luck this season, and thank you for talking to me.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Michelle Vopel, ESPN.com.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Michelle.
You were able to go into a program that had success before but had fallen on some hard times at GW and had a really very quick turnaround, very successful turnaround. Can you just talk about what it takes to change a culture, so to speak? I know that maybe seems like a a buzzword a little bit, but it feels like that's kind of what you have to do when you go into a program that's fallen on some hard times, is change almost a mindset and how you're approaching that as you go into your second year at Wisconsin.
Well, I think, one, you have to have patience. And I think any part of when you're changing culture, it's got to fit who you are as a head coach. And I can still remember the first day at Wisconsin, just walking in and seeing the team in a strength and conditioning session, and it was quiet, and there wasn't any type of physical exchange, from high fives to eye contact, things of that sort. And I think really that part, you have to start at the very bottom of, even at times, what might seem like something that's a natural reaction isn't always natural to everybody. And, you know, we were very fortunate, I think, at George Washington, because we had a great group of older kids when I got there that were willing to dive in and say, Coach, you know, when we signed up to come to GW, Coach McEwen was here. You know, they were coming off multiple NCAA tournaments, and that's what we wanted to be a part of. And even that first year's group, it was setting goals and talking to them that those goals only are accomplished when you do things every single day at a high level. And those things would be, you know, how you acknowledge your teammate, how you talk to each other, how you present yourself, how you get extra time in. And Michelle, really, it's not some type of hidden formula. It's a matter of, you know, there's certain days you're going to be at a really high level, and there's certain days that all of a sudden you feel like you've maybe taken a step back. And it's constantly, to me, is making sure that we see the glass half full. And then continuing, I think, with the players you have in the program, trying to bring the best out of them. And, you know, we were very fortunate that we had a great group at GW as freshmen, in my first year. Last year's group, I thought that group that graduated by the end of the year, they were doing that every single day. And I think that's why you saw somebody like Aviana Young finish on a high note, and for us to build off that part. And again, similar, you know, it's got to be how your staff is every day with your players. It's got to be how you treat everything outside of basketball as well. And we're really quick to celebrate the accomplishments our players have academically in the same sense. We have an energy rating that we track every single day that is based on the number of high fives. You get five high fives in the track if you take a charge, and certain things are also listed out that are really controllable. And I think that fits me. You know, I'm a high energy enthusiastic. I'm not going to ever be able to just sit on the bench. I haven't done it in 5 years as a head coach yet, and I don't plan on doing it. And you hope that the team continues to have that type of personality that the head coach, you know, presents. So it's a great challenge. I love the fact that at Wisconsin, everybody wins here. And so I have great role models from head coaches to obviously our athletic director and Barry Alvarez to gain insight on how best to do that and how it fits the culture of Wisconsin itself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. All the best for a successful season.
Thank you, Chris.